School District No. 46 is holding a by-election to appoint a new trustee for Trustee Electoral Area 1, Upper, following Samantha Haynes' resignation earlier this year. The elected trustee will be appointed for the remainder of the term, ending in December 2026. Two candidates have been nominated, and on November 11 the campaign period began. The candidates for School District 46 trustee by-election are Tracy McClelland, Jay O'Keefe. There will be a school trustee candidates forum held online on December 4 from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. where the community can engage with the candidates and learn more about them. No registration is required, and the meeting will be held on Zoom. Note the link will not work until the time of the event. Schedule. Important dates in the by-election are as follows. Advanced polling is on November 29, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at Cooper's Green Hall on 5500 Fisherman Road, Half Moon Bay, and on December 6 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at Pender Harbor Community School at 5012 Gonzales Road, Madeira Park. Voting day is December 9 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at both locations, Cooper's Green Hall and Pender Harbor Community School. Preliminary election results will be announced the evening of December 9. Who can vote? In order to vote for the next school district trustee, an application form will need to be filled out at the place of voting, which requires two pieces of identification. Residents over 18 are eligible to vote, provided that they are a Canadian citizen, have lived in BC for at least 6 months prior to the election, and are residents of Trustee Electoral Area 1, Upper. Voters must also not be disqualified under the Local Government Act or any other enactment from voting in an election or assent voting and not otherwise disqualified by law. Following the same criteria as above, non-resident property owners are eligible to vote provided they are a registered owner of property in Trustee Electoral Area 1, Upper, for at least 30 days prior to the election. Those wishing to mail in their ballot can find additional information online. Jordan Kopp is the Coast Reporter's Civic and Indigenous Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.